I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Clap, 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 clap your hands and stomp your feet.
You're listening to the Clap Your Hands podcast,
hosted by Elliot Shure-Parks and Jack Fritz.
I think of all the teams in the city, I think they have the best chance in 2024 to win.
Okay.
And I know that's usually an Elliot. And that's usually an Elliot opinion to have.
I'm sure it'll go over well.
Well, I'm thinking about leading with it too.
Yeah.
But because I look at them and like I look at how this thing's gonna shake out. And Maxey like doesn't have to be the alpha right now because Buddy's here. We talked about that last podcast. Right. I think when Embiid gets back, the Buddy and him two man game is gonna be ridiculous to where Maxey can kind of just go be Maxey and let him do Maxey things, but I think that works. Toby, you know, I'm not putting any more pressure on Toby than I need to put on.
I think he should be on the bench.
You know, I feel like Toby, and I will get back to it, his game is so much like Kevin in The Office when he's carrying the pot of chili.
Yeah, you know? It's just going to fumble it.
It's like when he put the pressure on him.
So well-intentioned.
To do that.
Yeah.
And then it's like anytime Toby's like relied upon, I feel like that's the result that we usually
unfortunately
get.
I would agree with you on that.
And like I think Batum feels more like they're just like, hey, you're 36, calm down,
right?
Like we'll get to you in the postseason.
I hope. I mean, he's been out a little bit now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So this is obviously dependent upon health, but Maxey healed Toby, Batum, and Bede. Not bad.
I agree.
And then like, listen, do I want Lowry playing 28 minutes a night? Absolutely.
Right.
But 15 minutes a night of Kyle Lowry, like I think that's an upgrade from Pat Bev, even though like I think Pat Bev does give a lot defensively.
Some Pat Bev pod thoughts, by the way.
Okay, I did not listen to
I
Pat
did.
Bev.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you said last podcast you got a lot more time
out
of the Eagles season, so
why
consuming more content. But a bench of Lowry, Melton, Oubre, Cove, Paul Reed, or if you want to do KJ Martin instead of Cove.
Yeah.
Like
that's a great bench.
That's a really good nine. That's a really good eight. And I think when we get into the postseason, they have a better chance of like, okay, Buddy, you can go help us get a bucket, and B, the pressure's kind of off with guys around. And maybe, I can't tell if I'm putting too much stock into what Buddy's doing because I know it could come crumbling down, but I also don't think he's been used like this anywhere else. Like Indiana, he's coming off the bench, and like they have Benedict Mathurin off the bench. They have Andrew Nembhard coming off, or he's starting now, but they have...
Look at you dropping. Names.
Aaron Naismith is emerged as one of their guys in Sacramento. It's freaking Sacramento. Like,
yeah, I agree.
At least the beginning, the last couple of years they've been good, but that was after they got rid of him,
right?
You know, with Sabonis, with Haliburton. So we might be seeing a different version and a more unlocked version of Buddy Hield, and I think it changes a lot for this.
All right, I wasn't expecting this, so let me process all this.
Yes.
All right, I think that you make a lot of really good points. And I agree with most of it. So I'll take it like one by one. One, I agree. Buddy makes his team better. I was too negative about the Buddy trade.
Me too.
Buddy is a good player. I mean, he's shooting like 45% on 10 threes, which is wild. I do think Buddy is for sure going to come down. Like, I think he's getting the new guy excitement, all that. But he's also, to your point, like, he is the guy on this team, and he's never been the guy on the team in the NBA.
But he's also doing this without Embiid. And I think the gravity that Embiid brings is going to help him shooting.
I agree. So here's, and I think your point about the lineup is strong. The bench is strong. Like, that's the best bench they've had in a really long time.
Plus,
like,
I didn't even bring up Nick Nurse.
Yeah, and Nick Nurse, right? And I think another point we made is the East is not that good.
No.
Like, the Cavs are frauds. The Knicks, who knows, but they're injured and all that.
Also, like, they're not losing a playoff series to the Knicks. I'm sorry.
I agree.
And they've been relaxed over there. I see you.
Are you a Knicks fan, James?
No, they are the Nova.
That's
Knicks.
True. The Nova but, Knicks, yeah.
But also, like, they're doing this without Randall. And when Randall is a generational loser.
I agree.
Generational.
I do not think the Knicks will beat the Sixers. But like, and I can't believe how we're flipping sides here on this. You have to be honest and say you have no idea what you're getting from Embiid.
I know.
Right. So your point is correct that if you get the Embiid they've had all season, they absolutely have a chance. And they've improved the roster. And as much as it pains me to admit, because I cannot bring myself to like them, like campaign.
Thanks.
Yes. But like, Buddy was a big, I do think Morey had a good trade deadline in retrospect. But
plus,
I just,
you have to factor in Lowry to his trade.
But I think there's too many unknowns here on the roster. Like, Buddy has never shown it in the playoffs. Embiid, we have no idea what he's going to be. Maxey, I know he had 30 points, and your point is funny about how he outscored Buddy. But he's not been that good. In the last six games, he's averaging 21 points. He's shooting 33% from three. He's averaging 3 turnovers, which is, you know, not an issue he had with earlier.
And he's also shooting more. Like, he's also, like, being asked to do a lot more.
Right.
So that's, like, it's just not that guy. He's not
Agree. But I think, like, all you're right about Buddy individually. I think when Embiid comes back, Buddy's role is going to change drastically. So it's kind of hard to like project what he's going to be. And now he's shooting at a really high clip, and I think that is sustainable. Like, he's always going to shoot at a high clip, but he's going to have a different role when Embiid comes back, and especially when Batum is back and Toby's playing and Melton. Like, there are a lot of guys that are going to change how this team looks and how they play. So I agree, Buddy is an upgrade, but like I don't see it all coming together. Like, you're counting on Lowry, who's kind of washed. You're counting on Maxey, who has come up small in the playoffs.
By the way, real quick, on the Lowry thing, they really, like, the way that it's being presented is like they got prime Kyle Lowry.
Well, all right. So Nick Nurse said this, and I'm curious, like, what your opinion of this is. So he said he's never coached anyone that competes harder than Kyle Lowry. And I get that that's, like, just something people say. But if you're on the Sixers, aren't you like, well, what about me? You're coaching me right now.
Yeah, I guess maybe.
Like, if we got a new boss, let's just use this exact example. Rod's our boss. Spike gets rehired. And in the press release says, I've never worked with anyone that works harder than Spike. What would your reaction be?
I'd probably be annoyed.
Yeah. Like, and I get it's not, I get the intention is not a shot.
Yeah.
But I was a little like, all right, relax with the cut. Like, he's a great competitor, but you should have, like, hopefully that's something you're saying about Embiid.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's just, I guess, I know in a hopeful
I think he's just
world,
talking.
In a hopeful world, I'm thinking like of his Raptors days. You know what I mean? Where he's just like, of the guys I've coached with the Raptors, he's the most.
Right.
And it does kind of show how like he did not want. I don't think he wanted those Raptors guys. Like,
yeah,
DeRozan was available.
Agreed.
Siakam, OG.
He thinks Lowry's the winner.
He's
the
winner.
Yeah.
Of the group. Yeah.
So that was a quick side thought. But to your point, like, of them having the best chance in the city to win a title.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it just shows you don't believe in the Phillies.
No, I believe in the Phillies.
In what world, like the Phillies?
The Phillies, they're both. I think the Sixers and the Phillies are both the third best in their league. I just think it's so hard in baseball to like continue to get to the spot. And like,
I agree with that. It's hard to do in basketball too.
But the Sixers haven't been there.
Right, but I'm saying the Sixers continually getting back to the second round is not easy.
It is easy.
You just said it's not easy to get back to the same
it's
spot.
It's much harder for the Phillies to get to the NLCS than it has been for the Sixers to get to the.
I would
round.
Agree with that.
The
I'd
first round is not that hard. You keep acting
Getting
the
to the
Sixers.
Getting to the first round is not that hard. Winning it is not super easy.
Who is the best player they've beaten in the first round?
But the point you're missing is because they were getting a top seed. So they were one of the top 3 seeds,
right, but,
which is hard to do.
Sure. Sure. Getting a top seed.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Yes.
Winning in the first round is not impressive.
Then again,
okay. But why is it impressive?
Because only one other team has done it over the past 8 years.
Beat a six through eight seed?
To the second round in like 6 out of 7 years or whatever it is. Like that, I mean, if only one other team has done it, I don't see how you could say it's easy.
Because
there's not 14 teams, 15 teams continually winning the first round every year.
Who is the best player?
I agree. They've not beaten
they have
great players.
Beaten in those.
I agree with that. Well, they beat Nick Nurse.
They beat Nick Nurse, who was the best player that they beat on that team.
Pat Pascal Siakam.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, I'm not saying they have an impressive playoff win, but you can flip that. Like, the Phillies have beaten the Braves, but the Braves might just be frauds, too.
They won the World Series.
Mickey Mouse World Series.
It was not a Mickey Mouse World Series. It was not in the pandemic. It was a post-pandemic World Series.
Very forgettable World Series.
That's because you don't like baseball.
Yeah. Well, I know I like baseball. I'm just...
You're making a point to make a point. I gotcha.
Look, I love the optimism on this. I've been on this.
Maybe
island
it's red, white,
myself.
And blue goggles.
Right.
Goggles.
No, but I think your point that you're making is correct. They are better than they were 2 weeks
yes.
ago. But the issue is the main problem is still which is Embiid. Like, none of this matters unless Embiid is awesome.
Of course.
Like, they are more having Buddy. Maybe they're more likely to win a playoff series without Embiid, and they're definitely more likely to win with Embiid. But if Embiid's not Embiid, then they're not beating the Bucks or the Celtics.
So the nice part about the Embiid thing is, and this is obviously more hopeful than not, is that it's in a perfect world, he's coming back without a tear or anything. Like, the biggest thing he's going to have to come back and is he's going to have to get in good shape.
Right.
And hopefully during this time he doesn't fall completely out of shape, although it's, like, impossible to run when you're...
Well, so that's my thing. Like, my concern is more he's just going to come back rusty and out of shape, and it's going to be ugly.
But the nice part is...
And then he's going to get hurt again is another fear.
Well, I hope not. It's just, at least it's not like the last couple of years, it's been he's going into the playoffs with an injury.
Right.
At least this time, it's just conditioning.
Or at least he suffered fluke injuries in the playoffs. Like,
correct.
He got hurt versus the Bucks. I'm sorry, the Nets. He got hurt versus the Raptors. Like,
but the nice part about this Embiid thing, and again, we don't know when he's going to get back, but I feel like he's going to be back at least in time for the last five games of the year.
I agree.
I mean, those are essentially preseason games. I mean, the last five games are a joke.
Well, unless they're fighting for a play-in seed, and that's why the loss last night matters.
I know it matters. Yeah. It's just like, from a standings perspective, I get it. It's just I left it feeling more hopeful about what this team could look like when Joel's back. And sure, I'm in the mindset of I'm getting prime Embiid back.
Right.
But even if I get 85% of, like, MVP Embiid, that's still an insanely good player. So,
yes.
A lot has to go right. I just, when I look at this team and I think about what the depth they have, some of the veterans they've brought in, the Buddy experience, Maxi continuing to grow, like, they have a shot here. The Bucks have been kind of up and down with Doc. They have gotten hot recently. The Cavs are frauds. And it comes down to, do you think this team can beat the Bucks or Celtics? And the Celtics, I'm still not ready to say that, even though
I agree.
We've been anti-Porzingis.
I know, but
they are really good.
Yeah, they're very good. And I just don't know if Joel has it in him to beat the Celtics.
But 2 through 8, I mean, honestly, the 2nd through 6th, because I still will put the Sixers in there.
Yeah.
They're all interchangeable. Everyone can beat everyone.
Look, I agree. Your point is correct. Like, they might have the best 1 through 9 in the East. And you could argue the NBA. I mean, seriously, if you look at the West, like, the top 2 seeds, no one thinks they're legit contenders. The Nuggets.
Yeah, but no one thought they were legit last year with the Nuggets, and they ended up being the best team in the
league. Well, because they got an easy path.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Eagles did not have an easy path in 2020.
The Eagles had an easy path.
Yes,
they blew it. The Nuggets didn't. Like, I don't know. But
Jokic is better than Hurts?
Yeah, Jokic is better than Hurts.
All right. Yeah. I'll make sure.
All right. But, like, so why? I'm just curious. So I guess your argument would be the Sixers, in theory, are going into the playoffs healthy in a weird way. Like,
odd.
Right. And there's not many good teams from the beat. Whereas if you look at the Phillies or the Eagles, they still have the whole season ahead of them.
Right. And the Phillies, so obviously.
So you think I have a question. Do you think the Sixers are the best team of the three?
I think the Phillies are the best team. I just think it's. For me with the Phillies, it's more like, can they really keep doing this of, like, just getting back? Like, that's hard to do. Now, the Astros have done it.
Yeah.
I know this is not what you want to talk about.
No. But I think your point you're making is what I tried to make about the Sixers. That was just completely diminished when I tried to make it.
It's different when we're talking about at least in the World Series or one win away from the World Series.
Right.
Versus the second freaking round.
I get that. But the point I'm making is you're saying it's hard to continually get back. And the Sixers have continually got back.
Got back to nothing. But yes.
No, but to where they were.
I understand.
Right.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
No, and like, I hope they can. It's just, you know, we'll see. We'll see what the Phillies. I think they'd be really good. I actually think this is the year they might, like, compete or win the division, and then we'll see what happens.
I would hope so.
Yeah, enough.
It's so embarrassing for the Phillies. Everyone just writes off the division. No one's like, no chance. Like, what's their payroll in baseball? Top seven?
Top five? It's top four.
Okay,
top
so they have a top four payroll. They were in the World Series 2 years ago. They were almost there last year. They've beaten the team in the playoffs 2 years, and everyone's like, well, they're not going to win the division. It's absurd that the expectations that are put on the Sixers versus the expectations that are put on the Phillies. It's truly embarrassing for the fan base. Like, we treat the Phillies like a kids' organization.
Yeah, because they're the best.
It's like, oh, the song's really cool. Look at these celebrations. The Sixers win year after year after year, and they're continually looked at as losers.
Phillies are the best.
Okay.
And everyone loves them.
Right.
Sixers.
Well, it's got to be amazing for the Phillies to play without expectations.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Seriously.
You want to know the leader of that?
You've done it. Congrats, yes.
Of all the things I've accomplished.
Yeah, you making it to the Phillies have no expectations is the best you've done.
We literally just treat Phillies season like, yeah, this is fun.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, I'll go have a Coors Light and just hang out at the stadium. And like, if they win, who cares? Like,
that's impressive.
Aaron Nola is like the biggest loser this city has seen in terms of playoff performances, and he gets re-signed and everyone's all happy about it.
Yeah. No, listen, it's okay. Hey. There's always next year.
Exactly. It's just baseball. That's just baseball.
If they lose a playoff series, it's baseball.
Like, Bryce Harper had one of the biggest choke jobs the city has seen.
There was no choke job.
You lost game six and seven.
You just want to make it a choke job to make it about Bryce.
Bryce is the best player.
He was able to affect the game 8 times.
Okay. So if that's true, then he
in
doesn't.
Two games,
then he, okay, but if that's true, then he doesn't belong in the conversation for the best athlete in the city.
But he does.
But you can't.
He's been mostly gone.
But you can't, on one hand, say he doesn't impact the game a ton, and then when it comes to losing. But then when it comes to how much he helps them win, okay.
You're seeing how this works.
Yes, I'm seeing it's completely unfair.
Yep.
Is what I'm saying. Embiid impacts the game more than anyone besides probably Jalen Hurts.
Correct.
Okay.
So he's a loser.
Bryce doesn't belong. Then we agree.
Yeah. No. Well, he 100% does. Did you remember Bedlam at the Bank?
Is Zach Wheeler the best Philly?
No. Bryce is the best Philly, but Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler is beyond clutch.
Yeah.
Okay. But by the way, he can only affect the game once every 3 games. So.
Yeah, that's why none of the Phillies belong in the conversation.
Zero. Zilch? Nada?
None of them.
215-592.
There we go.
94-94.
But, look, your point about the Sixers having the best chance to win a title is interesting, and it's certainly a difference from where we were 2 pods ago.
I know.
We were talking about trading the team.
It's over. And tank.
Right. It's good to go on roller
coasters. Well, no, it's just, I think it's okay to change your expectations for the team. Because, when Embiid went down, I wasn't sure when he's coming back. I have a pretty good feeling he's going to be back at least with a week and a half, 2 weeks to play in the season.
Look, I think they have a shot, but I think it's unrealistic.
Well, sure, but it's unrealistic, honestly, for all three. Well, not unrealistic for the Phillies. I don't know if we're going to see a title in 2024.
Yeah, I agree. Union probably don't have a great chance.
Probably not.
Yeah.
We'll see if South Philly Sauce. If they get a run.
By the way, I have a take. This is actually from my old Art of the Take days.
Okay.
So
your one appearance?
Yeah, my one appearance, which was the most talked about appearance in the history of the pod. So clearly it was a hit. All right.
It was like the Francisco Rojas top fives.
Dude. All right. So here's my take. So the Flyers just named Sean Couturier, who, by the way, wild he's still on the team. I feel like he's been on the team for
he's been on the team forever.
14 years. Yeah. Like, was he on the team with Mike Richards where that like went to the—
I think, no, he was not here yet.
All right. So who was that other center they had?
Claude Giroux.
Yeah, no, the other one. He like had a brother, I think.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. They traded him to Blues.
Yeah.
I think.
Whatever. So here's so they just named Sean Couturier captain.
Right.
Are hockey captains the last true captains in sports? There's one of them. And as much as I thought it used to be dumb they weren't handing the captain out, I do think it was kind of cool that they waited and then gave it to him.
Well, it makes you earn it.
Yeah, like the Eagles have like 8 captains.
Yeah,
doesn't mean you have a real captain. Correct. I don't even know if the Phillies do captains.
No, I don't think so.
All right. And then the Sixers don't do captains. So I feel like hockeys are the last true captains.
Yeah. I mean, the last one that meant a lot, I remember, was like the Yankees. They named a captain after Jeter.
Right.
You know, but Jeter was like, oh, that's the captain.
So did he wear a C on his?
I don't know if they wore C's. All right. It's just like an interpretation.
Yeah.
That guy's the captain. Like, Bryce is obviously the captain.
Speaking of the Sixers, our boy Michael Rubin's catching some heat.
Oh, yeah. The Fanatics jerseys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad.
It seems like it's not his fault, though.
Well, it's always his fault.
All right. Yeah.
when you want to blame him, it's his fault.
Yeah, well, welcome to
Yeah, welcome
to All right, but so to get back to
this, yeah.
I like the optimism. I think you're correct. And I think they probably won't beat the Celtics, but the Bucks are interesting. Like, the Bucks might be frauds, but I just feel like this is all going to end up being